California lawmakers introduce package of reparations bills in historic first step. Following through on recommendations made by the state's reparations task force last year, the California Legislative Black Caucus announced in a January 31 press release 14 pieces of legislation the group is prioritizing in 2024. This is a defining moment, not only California's history, but American history as well, Senator Stephen Bradford told reporters February 1. These policies have an impact that is needed right now to start to repair some of the harms defined in the report. Some proposals were introduced last year, others this week, and more are coming, according to the caucus, before the legislature's February 16 deadline to introduce new bills. The senator said such are necessary to correct the integral role California played in slavery by having a fugitive slave law, which threatened to return slaves to states they escaped from. We still have a debt. This is not charity. This is not a handout, Mr. Bradford said. This is what was promised, it's what was owed, and it's 160 years overdue. Mr. Bradford introduced a bill that would compensate for property taken because of racial bias and said that down payment and mortgage assistance, along with property tax relief, is needed to right wrongs. No cash payments proposed. From a formal apology to prison reform efforts, the bills cover a range of topics focusing on education, civil rights, and access to food, though no cash payments are included in the proposals. We're early in this. We'd all love to see cash payments, but we've got to be realistic about it, Mr. Bradford said. Reparations were never about cash payments. It was about land, and that's what we're trying to assist. A fellow Democratic Party colleague agreed and said the matter would require a multifaceted solution. While many only associate direct cash payments with reparations, the true meaning of the word, to repair, involves much more, Assemblywoman Lori D. Wilson, chair of the California Legislative Black Caucus, said in the press release. As laid out in the report, we need a comprehensive approach to dismantling the legacy of slavery and systemic racism. Legislators are looking to implement the 115 recommendations made by the reparations report issued in June 2023 after 2 years of studying slavery and the subsequent impact on Californians who are descendants. Considering the complexity of the issue, Ms. Wilson suggested they would take time to develop. The caucus is looking to make strides in the second half of this legislative session as we build towards righting the wrongs of California's past in future sessions, she said. One task force member and author of bills to be introduced soon, including one requesting a formal apology and another that would address community violence, said the proposals would help correct injustices highlighted in the 1,600 pages written by the Reparations Panel, which is a 9-member group of academics, politicians, and civil rights advocates, with 5 positions appointed by the governor and 2 each by the leaders of the Senate and Assembly. We will endeavor to right the wrongs committed against Black communities through laws and policies designed to restrict and alienate African Americans, Assemblyman Reginald Byron Jones Sawyer said in the press release. These atrocities are found in education, access to homeownership, and to capital for small business startups, all of which contributed to the denial of generational wealth over hundreds of years. The state began studying reparations with the passage of Assembly Bill 3121 in 2020. Introduced by then-Assemblywoman and now Secretary of State Shirley Weber, the bill established the Reparations Task Force. She applauded the legislators' efforts and said the state is acting as a national leader. I am pleased that the California Legislative Black Caucus has picked up the baton and is moving the state forward in addressing the recommendations delivered to them 7 months ago, Ms. Weber said in the press release. The nation is waiting for us to lead. And as California always does, we will lead in addressing a delayed justice called reparations. Ms. Weber's daughter, Assemblywoman Akila Weber, introduced a resolution recognizing and accepting responsibility for the harms committed by representatives of the state who promoted, facilitated, enforced, and permitted the institution of chattel slavery. Assembly Constitutional Amendment 7, proposed by Assemblyman Corey Jackson, would allow for payments to specific groups, but was targeted by critics as discriminatory and potentially unconstitutional. ACA 7 is a new attempt to remove the hurdle in the Constitution so tax money can be spent legally on reparations, Tony Guan, California resident and vice president of the Equal Rights for All Political Action Committee, posted January 29 on X, the governor the power to exercise racial discrimination. Another proposed constitutional amendment would prohibit involuntary servitude for prison inmates. Additional measures address solitary confinement and prison book banning. Other bills under consideration include one that would expand access to technical education and opportunities and another yet to be introduced that would provide financial aid for career education in disadvantaged communities. Hairstyles are the focus of two measures, one that would prohibit discrimination in sports and another that would require beauty care license instruction and exams to include information for all varieties and textures of hair. Seeking to improve access to nutritious food, another bill would make food a Medi-Cal benefit, and another would notify residents when grocery stores are planning on leaving the community. Once the bills are all formally introduced in February, the caucus will offer full details of the plan, according to the press release.